Of the 3,500 estimated people, there are around 3,000 who've been tested and diagnosed. Of those, around 2,400 received some care for the virus in 2017, latest available figures. That means there are around 500 who are out there in need of testing and long-term follow-up care. Last year, there were 25 more people diagnosed at Evergreen Health, mostly male, mostly under 30, majority African American, mostly gay. When they do seek treatment, Evergreen Associate VP for Enhanced Medical Services, Matthew Crean Higgins, says they find new medicines and new treatment plans.
The things that we can say now with certainty, that there's a daily pill that prevents HIV, that we know with certainty that an HIV-positive person on effective treatment cannot transmit HIV forward, are revolutionary ideas. But not enough people know about them yet. And also, as much effort as we and the State Department of Health put into making sure that people get these messages, it's hard to let go of what you've believed for 30 years.
Higgins says patient-centered care gets people on those new medications and explains what those drugs mean for living their lives and dealing with their relationships, as long as they understand the new way of life. Even so, some people continue to die, in some cases because they seek diagnosis and then reject treatment. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.